Hey, AfterBuzzers, we are so excited to talk about episode 4 of season 7, Once Upon a Time's Beauty, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I have put a spell on you,
and now you're mine.
The day before Halloween, and we're in Once Upon a Time. There's magic going on, new characters.
Focus, focus.
I'm so excited to get into it. Before we do, I'm your host, Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And Carolina, where can they find you? Yeah, sorry. We are all in character this after show.
You can find me William Storybrooke and currently trapped in Hyperion Heights, but not for long. By the way, I brought you something.
Ooh. Definitely
don't
not
eat
gonna
it.
Eat this.
Yeah, don't eat it.
Lanisha, where can they find you?
Hey, you guys, what's up? I'm Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Stephanie.
What's up, my favorite witches? I'm Steph Sabraw. You can follow me on Twitter and IG at Steph Sabraw, but you can call me Zelina today.
Yeah, yes. So if you guys haven't picked up, we tried to intermingle some of the characters. I tried to chime in my inner Emma Swan.
My
Dark Swan days. Carolina's got like Mayor Mills going on here.
Yes,
before.
Got that Regina.
Yeah.
She wears all black. She rocks the black blazer with the high neck black shirt.
The red gold lipstick.
Yeah, but it's like a dark red. Yeah. It was hard making this color.
It looks great.
I am loving Lanisha's look because she's chiming in on someone that we just kind of got introduced to this episode. So, girl, you killed it.
Yes, I got
it.
My Tilly going on now. Woo! Oh, thank you.
Oh my, and then last but not least, Zelina with the green. I love that lip, girl.
All out.
Yes. All I see is green, my ladies.
I love the hat and the lipstick.
Thank you.
I love it, guys. And yes, guys, in the chat, we have it open today, and we are definitely watching your comments roll through. We're going to try to get to them as much as we can. But let's just dive right in, man. Yeah. So finally, we got confirmation that the girl that jumped down off the roof on the first episode is Alice.
Yes.
Slash Tilly. but technically she's here right now, guys. So, I mean,
I'll fill you guys all in on my secrets.
Yeah, so.
I really like her character.
She's fun.
I really like her. I like how upset she was about the pills and how she realized what she needed to do to get out of it.
Right.
I'm sad he gave her that stupid sandwich.
Mm-hmm. I kind of had a gut feeling when he gave her the sandwich. Right. I was just like,
He was pushing a little too hard.
Yeah.
Like, he was just like, because he said something about orange marmalade before they even met, like, the first time in the park, and then again later on. Like, why do you sell the same sandwich?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's Rumpel. Never that nurturing, so she should have known.
Which the new Rumpel might be.
Yeah, and she acts like, I mean, she said she knows who that is, and that's who she likes.
And this is what's so interesting, is this whole episode we hear Alice say, you are a good person, you have a great heart, what are you doing? Trying to make Rumpel remind himself of who he actually is, that's the good person. So we have got confirmation. We've been wondering if Rumpel's kind of bad or whatever. I think we have confirmation he's good.
And so I was wrong with that because I was really thinking that Rumpelstiltskin was bad. I was like, no, he knows. He's sneaky. He's probably still got the motives. No, he's actually a really good person deep down, even though
he
elbowed
Henry.
Because
now he's trying to get back to Belle, which is what we figured out since they gave us so much light on the storyline. Which I absolutely loved, and it kind of made me tear up. Did you guys tear up?
I cried.
Yes.
I
but cried. Let's, before cry. We get into Rumpel and Bell, because that's a whole other thing I want to dig into, let's just finish up the whole Alice thing, which was, because we did get a lot of good pieces out of her. She is the only one that seems to be awake from this curse.
Mm-hmm. Because she's not taking them pills.
Momentarily.
But now she's terrified into taking the pills.
And I loved how they had that incorporated, because if anyone that watches Alice in Wonderland, they know about the bread.
Yeah.
And you make her small. She's like, oh, she wants to make me small again. So I thought that was a really good incorporation with
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
I liked that line, but I didn't realize the relevance to the actual movie. Yep. But I loved Alice. I think that she's even more dimensional than a lot of the new characters that we're seeing. You see a lot of different sides of her. You got to see her in Wonderland or wherever she was before.
We did.
And now. Chasing and then the bunny. We kind of talked about this. My favorite part with Alice was when she was playing chess with Roger.
Yes.
Yes, yes, definitely. I mean, that was a huge eye-opener for all of us because we finally got some sort of confirmation that they're related in some sort of way. Because that chess piece was very strategic.
Mm-hmm. And you guys predicted it on day number one. You guys predicted, like, oh my gosh, Roger, that is the daughter. Alice is Roger's daughter.
We were in our group chat today, low-key salty, like, you guys called it.
I was like, I was like, I guess you guys were right or whatever.
Right.
I'll catch you guys next time.
Yeah, so at least we got some sort of clarity on that. What we do need to kind of talk about, too, is the fact that Rumple and Alice actually met in the realm of where Henry and Cinderella had met.
Yeah. Right.
So this gives us a little bit of a step forward because now we know, okay.
How they all got there.
Right, because for a while we were thinking, that's so weird. How does Rumple get into the same realm as Henry and Regina, and how does he get warped into this? Because what's happening with Belle?
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. We finally got one step closer. And when Alice and Rumple meet, she definitely sees him as a good guy, and you can tell they're going to team up immediately. Exactly. And that kind of gives us a little even more leeway as to why he cared so much about her in this episode.
Mm-hmm. And he calls it, like, he needs to find this guardian. So is Alice the guardian that he's been looking for, the key to her getting him to Belle?
I actually was wondering if Lucinda, or not Lucinda,
Ivy?
Henry's daughter.
Lucy.
Mm-hmm. I was actually wondering if Lucy would become the guardian. Because she has so much faith in restoring everyone's memory. And remember last time, Henry's role to play was to become the author. And then he went out to live his own stories, and it made me really wonder, like, is she going to be the guardian against the deepest evil? Because wouldn't it be kind of poignant for it to be his great-granddaughter?
Oh.
That would make a lot of sense.
That's a really good
point. The final resting place of the truest evil is with his great-granddaughter because she can't be affected by it. Because it's a part of her. Because he's a part of her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
Interesting.
Because she has to have some sort of name with who she is.
Totally. Like instead of grandmother's Lucy, her father's the author. Mm-hmm. You know, her great-grandfather is. Right. She's totally awake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just still surprised that Ronnie, also known as Regina, is still sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is really interesting to see her kind of not be in charge of things for once. It's a little strange.
But we do know that with this curse, the whole reason she's trying to pull everyone apart is because them being the more that they're together, that's how they get their memories back. So she's been, which is surprising because she has been with Jacinda this whole time and Lucy. But I think now with Henry, that more contact, and Roger now as a team with them, we'll get. I think she's the next to be woken up.
Oh, she definitely is. Because who's seen the promo for the next week?
I did.
Yeah.
But you saw that little picture? The whole audience saw it, so I was like holding back.
Look at the promo, people. I think we're going to get our answer. That's all I got to say.
Right. Right. I mean, every week we've gotten so much further. And so let's just dive right in now to Rumple and Belle's story. So
that's my favorite one.
We have been trying to figure out how he got there. We finally found out, okay, cool. Rumple, the reason he came into the realm with Henry is because he's searching for how to get reunited with Belle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that gives us, brings us back to the fact that what happened to Belle? Well,
we finally got our answer.
We got our answer, but it was so, so sad.
Yeah.
But what was interesting about it is that, you know, the whole time Rumple is trying to get rid of the dagger, which gives us another glimpse into how he was being a good person. How did this make you feel, guys? Like, finally.
This is actually completely different from Rumple, because all he is about power. And then Belle is just like, you don't need it. We could build it with our own hands. Mm-hmm. We could build this whole house. We could build this. And he just wanted to get rid of it just so he could just grow old with her. And I'm just like, oh, that's so sweet.
Well, what was so interesting is that
what I thought was interesting was they were living on the edge of time, but she never stopped aging, but it seemed everyone else did while they were there. that time did
pass. Are you
talking
about Belle?
Yeah, when Belle was with Rumpel and they were at the edge of time. That's where they went.
Right. Yeah.
But you're saying
they went
she
to the edge
aging?
Of realms.
No. The edge of realms, but it was where time stops, and he talks about that with her.
Well, yeah, he says that the time where they were, it doesn't stop.
Right.
In the world they're going, it could be an eternity, and then when you go back home, it's only an hour.
So they don't know about the timing there, where they were at.
So she did live out all those years, but in that realm.
Yeah,
it's not like she just all of a sudden rapidly aged. Yeah,
they
had
a montage.
No, I get the montage, but I was trying to figure out how the timing was working exactly with everyone else not really aging.
I think that was a kind of a key point for their story. I think she did age out fully with him, but also like a little anecdote to show us that the Henry thing and stuff like that, so that we know now that there are different realms and the time is different. I think it's just confirming that idea.
Right, because even I was confused at first because I was thinking, because Gideon was
that's
10 years
was
old and
say.
Gideon got a full life and he got to relive his life, which was amazing. Because poor kid, the first time around did not go so well.
No.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But I was kind of questioning myself, how
Gideon
did Emma
age.
Not age? And then we see Belle is aging over these times in this realm.
Right.
And
I was gonna say, is Emma, like, immortal? But then again, because she was gonna die in the finale, so she's not immortal. So I was confused about that, too.
Maybe time doesn't affect her, but, like, actual, like, spells or, like, mortal killings can.
Right.
Well, what I was wondering is if, because Belle and Rumpel did leave Storybrooke, maybe Storybrooke keeps them
frozen in time,
right?
In a way.
So I think that when they left that realm, she was able to age. No,
wait, but they
that
broke
make
the
sense
spell.
Because Henry grew up.
No, I think they're both doing different time. It's different time zones. So Belle lived out her years in that realm, but it's not in any way tied to Storybrooke's timeline. It's a complete, but so she had 80 years or whatever there, or less,
but it
probably.
It could have been like a week in Storybrooke.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. That makes more sense.
Right. And I'm just like, I think it's so great to see Rumpel have finally get lost of the dagger and like try to actually want to make a change. Because even in my heart in this episode, I'm thinking, he's totally going to find a way back. He's going to use the dagger. He's going to do something with it. And he even, with like watching her kind of pass, he still didn't use it. He said he's going to find another way to make sure that they were, were going to find themselves.
Well, that was her greatest wish.
I know. And I think it was great because she basically, I mean, it was terrible, but
she lied to him.
She because it was true. They would have spent their entire, all of time worried about finding a way
absolutely.
To get rid of
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I'm glad she lied. That's
I'm
the first time ever she's
time.
Been selfish.
Yeah, look at how
selfish,
much time
but it was selfless.
I'm going to say, wait.
But that's the first time she's made the decision. Rumpel's been dictating everything, their entire relationship.
True.
And we've been talking about what's Belle's happy ending. That was it.
Right. Hers was to have a house, to have the child, to be able to have those memories together, and there was no drama there. They literally got to actually live their lives,
and it was exactly like Up. Did anybody notice that?
It was Up inspired for sure. I want to read some of the comments we have going on in the chat to let them know that we're there. This is how people are feeling about Belle and Rumpel. And girl,
girl with a taser.
Sorry. Oh. I feel kind of indifferent about Belle dying. Most of the time, she was used as plot device for Rumpel, so it makes sense her death would have to aid
Rumpel's
storyline. Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, I like Billie Jean Girl 24 says, when Rumpel and Belle were standing on the bridge, it looked like that scene in The Princess Bride. It totally did.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. My God.
I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
Good call.
Man, yeah, so many good points. But yeah, I mean, it was really great to see Rumpel, and it's really fun to get those little bits of how everybody's having their happy endings and their storylines are kind of closing up.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was really fun to see Gideon actually get a real life and get
to
enjoy. He went to college.
That was so cute. And he came back from college.
Well, I thought it was interesting that they left Storybrooke and they went and traversed the world, and then they went back to the Enchanted Forest. Because did you guys notice that was his old original home where he first had her prisoner?
Well, they were mentioning that they were going through all the realms to travel.
Sure, but they ended up in their original
Yeah.
And then they went to the Edge of Realms in the end and built their little up house, which was super cute.
Yeah. Mm. I know. At first I was thinking, I thought it was crazy. I was like, is this like up or maybe I'm just thinking that? And I'm so glad to hear
that. It definitely up. Was. I heard the instrumental.
Same, same music. Even same sequence.
Yeah. It was exactly the same. Yeah. The picnic, everything.
It was. And, but yeah, and so we find out also that Rumple is immortal. And he even gets, he realizes that when he gets shot from Alice.
Oh, so, yeah, in
Real time. Okay, in Hyperion Heights. Yeah.
That's so crazy that he told a young girl, shoot me if I don't remember.
Well, he probably didn't say that. He probably was Alice just was like so to let me know that. I'm immortal, like, or kill me or something, or
no,
just to
Alice
prove
it. No, Alice was pretty, like, dead
set. She said,
I have to do this. You said so. If the cup doesn't work. Like, she was following his instructions. She didn't just whip a gun out. He told her to.
And that's why she told her to just kill, like to prove I'm immortal. He probably just said, like, you gotta kill me or I'll come back to life or something.
That's still a terrible thing to put on a young girl, Lanisha, whether she's doing it with a bow and arrow,
but
a sword, or a gun.
She wasn't that young, because think about when they met. She was a little bit older.
I don't think age happened more. It's like kind of, it's all around, I think, a weird thing that they had her do. But I think it was kind of prompted because she led him back to her house where she had everything.
So
something prompted her to do that, and that's because they probably did have this discussion before jumping into whatever this curse was, because they were on a mission together to find Belle together and figure out whatever was going on. And so, most likely, wherever this curse happened, they were together, and he basically said this to her.
Yeah, I think they bonded.
I bet you anything, he was helping her find her father, who she can't remember.
Yeah, they were doing
something.
That
would be a good exchange for her helping him find the answer to get back to Belle.
That would make sense. So,
right.
I agree.
Well, and, man, I don't know, because
they definitely have some sort of bond and some sort of connection.
I'm thinking, too, maybe, you know, Rumple in his ways. Well, now Weaver. I like can't get that straight in my mind.
Well, he's still Rumpelstiltskin. They're still calling him Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, but so I guess maybe Weaver will eventually go away.
Because now he's awake, so now we can call him Rumple.
Right. But what I think is crazy is that he. I think not that I think it's crazy, but I think he probably gave Alice some sort of potion or magic in order to keep her the only one that was awake to have somebody bring it back.
Totally.
Because I'm sure he probably had a plan, because whatever, I'm sure he's tied in with this some way or another, and some way or another this is a way for him to get back to Belle.
Well, you know, Wonderland works differently for the people from there, so maybe he knew that the curse would affect her differently since she had grown up in Wonderland.
Interesting. Man. Well, we find out that he definitely is awake after the end of this episode, because he says, "Deary."
I love that.
That was a Lady great Tremaine, line.
And she looked and was, I mean, she's scared.
Yeah.
As she should be.
Yes.
Because he's like, there's nothing you can
she
do
didn't
to
look
hurt
shook
me.
Enough for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because she still needs to hold up. I mean, she is obviously prideful. She's not going to just act like it's okay. She has a plan.
Right. And I think, too, they even said she looked really worried when talking about Alice and what Alice has or whatever. Mm-hmm. She seemed worried or frightened. And I didn't catch that she did. So I'm like, man, I really need to, like, read into her facial expression.
Yeah, I
think
I didn't
that she was just scared because she was in her car.
Right.
Like, she pepper sprayed her. I would be, too. First of all, you're saying, boo, who are you in my car popping up?
Right.
I would pepper spray her, too.
Right. And, I mean, she even said that in her office, when Rumple came back to her office and was talking to her about it, he said that he saw some sort of fear in her eyes Alice.
Yeah.
And okay. But I just am trying to figure out. I didn't see that fear, so maybe I'm missing. I need to read more into her facial expressions.
Because she was like, how did we all get here? So it probably wasn't necessarily in the car. It was probably just when she was talking to Rumple.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think like a big part of it, too, is that Alice is still an unknown puzzle piece as far as how she connects totally. Mm-hmm. Like, how did she get taken from Hook? How does he not remember what his daughter looks like, you know? How old was she exactly when it happened? Were they cursed? What else is going on? Was Lady Tremaine was obviously a part of her being taken away from him. She has a big part to play in it, and that might be why she's terrified, because Hook's going to come after her. as Rogers, because he's like the alternate.
I think everybody's going to come after her once they figure out that she's cursed her.
Yeah, absolutely. But I feel like Alice might actually have the way to break the spell. And that's why she's most worried about her.
I think she's just worried because she knows how close Alice and Rumple are. And Rumple's the main person that she's scared of, because Rumple could do anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Alice is crazy, like in a good way.
She's upside down. That's Alice for you.
I'm just still trying to figure out, though, because now that she's scared back into taking her pills, she's going to revert back into not. But maybe now that Rumple is up, maybe he'll stop awaken her. Yeah, he'll awaken her from not taking the pills, because he's clearly aware of everything.
I hope
that's
so.
Happening.
I hope he stops her from doing that, because she was freaked out at the end, and she's like, I promise I won't forget. And I was like, no!
Yeah. And she was just like, all the foggy pills. It's getting foggy. I was like, no, no, don't forget.
No,
don't
I think
forget.
She was. I don't know if that I necessarily bought into that. I feel like she now knows Rumple. It does know, even if he. The fact that he let her go was probably a signal to her that.
No,
he
she doesn't remember now because she had that.
She only had a bite, though. I feel like, I don't know. I think that she's still going to remember, and I don't think she's going to continue to take her pills.
I think she did get scared into taking those pills, because remember, even at the end, she was just like, I'm never going to do that again. I'm going to just keep on taking my pills. I cannot believe I
shot him. No, I know she said that, but I feel like she's crazy in a good way. Like, she really knows how to work people.
Oh,
she jumped out of a car to make a... Yeah, I think it's an app.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I would see that, yeah. She's like that. She's but I am cookie. Wondering if, like, in that time away from Rogers, right, when she was trapped in this tower, was she in Wonderland? Did growing up in Wonderland affect her and affect how the curse affects her? So that's why she's on these pills. Nobody else seems to be on pills to not remember. Right. Just her. Mm-hmm. So the question is why. Or did Rumple give her some kind of potion or something before it hit... to give her, like, an adverse effect against it.
Yeah. Hmm.
And was Tremaine there when it all happened? Like, did she see it go down?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
She knows about it.
Well, we'll for sure
there
find
are
that
so
out.
Many
that's
questions.
A good question.
I know. It's crazy because...
But they're slowly answering it.
They
that's
are.
For sure.
And that's...
there's a lot of questions that we asked in the previous
episode. I want Lucy to talk to Tilly. I want Lucy and Tilly to talk to each other.
Yeah, and
she'd
it's
be
weird.
The only one who doesn't think she's crazy.
Right. It is weird to think, too, that we've got these characters that, technically, they don't know each other, you know?
Yeah.
And why would Alice and Lucy really ever need to interact? She's this person running around the streets, you know what I mean?
And
so
she's crazy. My mama told me not to talk to strangers like that.
Well, Lucy doesn't roll that way. The crazier you are, the more Lucy wants to hang
That's
with
true.
You.
Well,
true.
In other words of Lucy and Henry and Ivy, we've got a whole missing scene where Lucy tries to deviate away from her, what is this, step-aunt, I guess?
Yeah.
Step-aunt Ivy.
A.K.A. Drusilla.
Yes.
Drusilla. Yes.
Which, all these Jacinda Drusilla, I'm still getting my name straight. I'm sorry,
guys.
I've been writing them down.
One character with two names
or
three.
Yeah. Four, you know.
It's hard.
Man.
The list is getting long. The world they're from, point one, point two,
you really
got to
keep up with it.
The name.
Right.
You really got to keep up with it.
Well, we kind of saw a soft side of Ivy this episode, and you kind of
felt
for
her.
Yeah. So, did you guys feel for her at all? Did you kind of... empathize with her?
In the beginning, no. I was just like, this girl is too much. I'm ready for Jacinda to slap her. Seriously.
Yeah.
Because you ain't gonna call me trash. Did you hear when she called her trash when she came up the elevator? She's like, we gotta take out the trash.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her for a second, and then I was like, actually, I don't feel bad at all, because
she did it to herself.
Yeah, and she's actually cruel. And that, there's no excuse for that. You can be like, up kind of passive or kind of rude and snippy sometimes, but she's like rude not nice.
All right, well, here to play devil's advocate, and because I'm gonna sit in Drizella's corner, it's Drizella, by the way, as Ivan Soto pointed out, thank you. So I'm gonna sit in Drizella's corner / Ivy. Listen, her mom is a tyrant in both realms. This poor girl did not ask to be born into such a monster. And she's
Neither
constantly ignored and talked down to, but Jacinda gets all of her mother's attention. So even though it's bad attention, she's a shadow under her sister Anastasia, and then she's a shadow under Jacinda. It's never about Ivy. She probably hates both of them.
Yeah.
Because it's never about her. I don't think, it doesn't have to be Jacinda. It could be anybody getting her mom's attention, and she would not appreciate them. Because the only time her mom even deigns to notice her is to tell her to take out Lucy.
Right. Yeah.
She doesn't care about Ivy's, like, accomplishments or anything, and that's why Henry told her, you need to take a hold of your own life and do your own thing.
Well, what's interesting, too, is that...
I'm on Drizella's corner. I feel for her, and I hope she gets a happy ending, and she gets the heck away from her psycho mom.
I think she would have to turn to the good side, just like Regina did in the, like, you know, last...
Yeah.
The last part one series, I guess.
Or like Selena. She's right. Just in the middle, and she's like, you know, I'm just not going to be a part of it.
But the thing is, though.
I never felt bad for Selena.
I never felt bad for Selena either.
The one thing is, though. Okay, so two things. She didn't get invited to that party because she doesn't have any friends, apparently.
And Lucy called her out on it.
But second of all, you can't be stealing your stepsister's, like, man. Obviously she knows they're having flirtation, so her flirting with Henry was just another thing to get under.
She has a complex.
On a side note, the chat is blowing up right now, and multiple people are saying that Ivy totally killed Anastasia, and that Cinderella took the blame.
But why was Cinderella so
guilty?
Guilty? In the original once with Snow White, remember she gave away Regina's secret? I think that something similar happened, and it is actually Ella's fault.
Maybe.
I don't think so, because there's no guilt there. There's nothing there that's showing me that she's the one that did the killing.
If I've learned anything from watching Once Upon a Time is that these characters aren't all good and they're not all bad. Everybody has shades of gray, and I think that Anastasia obviously did or said something to Ella that she wasn't supposed to do, go to, or repeat, and she did, and Ella ended up dead. Anastasia ended up dead, and Ella felt at fault and got blamed for it because she should have not said or done something. There's more to this puzzle. So maybe Ivy, Drizella, did kill her sister.
I'm trying to keep up with the names.
I know, right?
Because of something that Ella told her. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, if it was playing off that.
So you think it was like a all three kids playing type of thing, and then something
Nobody's ever playing in these things. But yeah, I think that Anastasia probably wanted to get away from her mom or something. And then Ella knew about it, and instead of keeping it to herself, mentioned it to her sister, and her sister was like, heck nah.
I hope they don't do that, because that would be a repeat. And I want something different.
I'm thinking maybe it's just no one's fault, and maybe the mom just blames them because maybe they were in the same room when it happened. You know what I mean? Because clearly she didn't die. She's still, like, they have her heartbeat going in order to bring her back to life. So I'm thinking maybe it was, like, they were all three in the same room, and because it's just, like, you know how Cinderella always gets the blame for everything and any, like...
Everything.
Right. So if it was, they were three were in the same room and something happens, of course she's like, why weren't you looking out for your sister? Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then she feels guilty because obviously she should have done something because maybe she's older and she should have been there.
This is also a girl that knocked a guy out to take his motorbike the first time that she met him. Like, I definitely think she stood up for her own, because it also sounds like all of this happened before her father died. So she was probably more entitled.
Oh, it definitely happened, like, before, because that's why the father got killed, remember? She blamed the father.
No, I remember. That's why I'm pointing it out. Like, I think that she did have a sense of entitlement beforehand, and it was a humbling
experience. In the house. I think it's really dependent. People are oftentimes not fearful of everyone, but it's usually of one person.
Right.
And if that's your stepmom who you just found out when you're 20-something killed your dad, she was probably, like, basically working for her their entire life and fearful. That's why she was just fleeing. Because I don't think that she knew before.
Right.
And I think her entitlement came because of that.
Man, so many answers to be answered. Questions to be answered. Yeah. Answers to be answered. Yeah, that's a good one. So many questions to be answered. I cannot wait to see how they play everything out, because this episode, I feel like we got so much, and I just there's only so many more things that are going to be unraveled and so many new characters that are going to be introduced. But I've got to ask you guys before we get into some predictions, do you think Henry and Ivy are going to somehow get together before the curse is broken?
Almost definitely. They have to do that to kind of mix things up a little bit and to get under Jacinda's skin. And then that's probably going to get Lucy even more like, oh no, I got to get my dad back.
Yeah.
Steph, what are you thinking?
That's a good point. I think, though, I still don't really know that. I feel like Henry's a lot older than her. Because Jacinda's the oldest sister, right? I don't, some reason felt like I did see the flirtation, but I also saw like kind of a fatherly type of talk between them two. Really? Like him giving her advice, him being in the same scenario and stuff like that. So I don't know. I think it can go either way. I hope it doesn't happen, but it would be a good plot twist.
I think that she was flirting because you know that little cup thing when you look at the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting with you.
Carolina, what do you think?
I think there's a lot more to be disclosed in the episodes to come, so I'm going to hold out on my prediction for that one, but if they do get together, it won't be long-term. It might be
Yeah, because that's, I mean, obviously Jacinda is his true love. We do know that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which, that was kind of weird seeing someone else flirt with him. Yeah. Because usually I feel like in the past episodes or seasons, you've seen someone flirt without knowing that they have someone else that they love or is their true love. So then that you kind of feel a little bit okay with it. But now that we know that they have a child together, we're like, this cannot happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm definitely saying I don't think it's going to happen. I think what's going to play out is that Ivy's going to flirt with Henry a little bit. And that's actually going to jog his memories of Lucy and Jacinda being his family.
True.
Because it's going to be...
Except he's so deep in the fog. He literally thinks that those tombstones are real.
Clueless.
Yeah. But I don't understand how the heart of the truest believer could be so clueless.
That means that this curse has to have some sort of deep, deep, deep rooted effects that there's going to take a lot of pulling and tugging to get this out of him. But I do think that this is going to jog some sort of memories because he's going to start thinking this feels weird, and then maybe he's going to go fall into Jacinda's arms that way because he's going to feel something weird about it and know that maybe it's going to start triggering in his mind what Lucy has planted there, and I think it'll all just kind of maybe come to the surface.
Little by little stuff will
happen. Exactly. But I think we should get into some predictions, ladies. How about that?
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Someone said in the chat, actually, before we get into these predictions, remember in season one when Snow slept with Victor Frankenstein during the curse?
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, right. They were, like, dating because she was at the hospital every day.
Yeah, Charming brought it up in the last episode. He was still salty about it.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
She was like, I was cursed. You can't hold that against me.
That is such a great point. So maybe they will. Man, this totally just changed my whole thought process.
And there was a baby in the picture.
Interesting. No boundaries.
Who had a baby?
Well, they didn't. They have
no. Not that the, they didn't after. Have the baby yet.
In the other realm, though, in
oh, in, they had Emma.
Yeah,
I forgot about her.
That's how exactly how it is now.
Yep.
Right. Oh, also, Ivan Soto in the chat said the woman from last week is not Rapunzel. She's a character called the Witch. We apologize.
Yes.
We apologize. I think we just got a little too excited because we were just trying to figure
it
out.
At least we got her story.
Yes.
It's still in the storyline.
We do have her story.
No, we knew that. We talked about it last week about her being the witch because I said that these characters...
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
No. And then I brought it up again because I said at the end we see that the woman is there. And I talked about the Weaver and the Bone Carver
are two
really famous fairy tale characters. And I thought that woman, they're playing opposite genders of these characters.
Right.
You had it right.
Yeah. You had it. Okay, so Lanisha had it wrong. Sorry.
Lanisha just wanted to let me know.
Lanisha 0, Caroline 1.
2.
Oh, 2. Wait, what's the other one?
Alice.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. You know what? Yeah. I did, but I actually got one. So 1 and 2 because I did predict about Princess Tiana.
Yes,
and Cook.
You did.
Yes, okay.
You did. All right. Sorry, ladies. Let's get into some predictions. Steph, starting with you.
Okay. Predictions. I think that Alice and Rumpel are going to start actually really getting into it and trying to pull people together. And they're going to start with Roger first, I think, and Ronnie. And those are going to be... Because I think what's going to happen is Jacinda and Henry are going to be the most clueless until the end. So right now, I think that's the next step, is pulling the closest people that are the least clueless together.
Yeah. I like it.
To kind of get mine, but to dive more into that one, I think Rumpel's going to put fake pills for Alice so she can start remembering, and to also trick Lady T.
I love it.
Because that's what I would do. I'd be like, yeah, she's taking the pills. Can't you see?
You're right. I mean, that's all he really needed to do from the get-go.
Yep.
Interesting. I love that one. That's a good one. Carolina, the floor is yours.
I think Alice is really going to come into her own, man. She's a power player. Mm-hmm. I don't put anything past her. And I really hope that Regina, as Ronnie, starts getting some flashbacks. I hope we start seeing that ASAP.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Because I am ready for the Regina. Evil queen to turn up.
Yes.
She needs to. It is true. Like I said earlier, we haven't seen too much out of her, and it's weird. It's weird to not see her kind of leading the pack. Mm-hmm. They've led the pack in their certain little missions here and there with, like, helping Rogers trying to figure out, get recon on things. But then that kind of went away this episode because we had to focus on some relationships. But I'm kind of going to go off of my predictions of what I said earlier about Henry and Ivy. I think Ivy's going to bring some of the feelings he has out towards Jacinda. Like, she's going to be, like, basically throwing him back into the arms of Jacinda. And then we're going to see, like... I think that there's going to be some more people that might start waking up that we won't even know that are in the story yet. We're going to get introduced to a bunch of new people next week just because we did see all of those flowers bloom. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to stop. If they start blooming, they're only going to continue to grow.
Yeah. Quick question. Right. Aren't those the same flowers from before that they said only bloom when there's, like, great evil around?
No, I don't think so. You're talking about when the Dark Fairy came?
Mm-hmm. Remember all those flowers bloomed?
I think they were just different flowers.
So what do these flowers mean? Because
people are slowly waking up and slowly believing.
Like, the magic is starting to get restored into this realm.
But you don't think it has any magical properties in the flowers, like the ones that came with the Dark Fairy?
Like, you think, like, evil? I think it means
good. The flowers weren't evil. They would, like, warn of danger, but then you could use them to nullify the evil. So I'm wondering if these flowers could nullify the spell.
Maybe Alice will give them to people to eat in her cupcakes.
I mean, that's totally Alice's style. Yeah,
maybe that is something. Does anybody have any predictions in the chat? Anybody up here? What is Simone saying? Winter finale, everybody wakes up when true love's kiss saves Lucy from death. Oh, man. That's intense. That is really deep.
And everyone else is letting me know that the flowers were pink, not blue, and they're just Jacinda's favorite. Great. Can they have magic?
See, I think they are magical because they started blooming as soon as Henry got brought back into the storyline. When Lucy pulled Henry out of his apartment and was like, hello, you're in Hyperion Heights, we're here.
Like the clock working again.
Exactly. So it's like the more flowers that are blooming, I think that this is a sign that people are slowly, the more they believe, the more flowers will bloom, and then they're all going to be like, what's going
Julian
on?
Julian H89 says Rapunzel's tangled flower, maybe.
Oh. Interesting.
Because Rapunzel is coming. That's pretty cool. Someone else says the flower was yellow, but once doesn't always stick specifically to the details.
That's true. They switch
like
it up
to
a little
play
bit.
Around with things.
Right. I still think that the flowers just represents people just waking up. Because remember, as soon as he wrote Once Upon a Time and she made the wish, that's them believing.
I was enjoying
that. Oh, I was doing the coin thing.
Yeah. It's true. I love that, Lanisha. I'm glad that you brought it up because that's exactly what happened. Yes. So I think it is believing and we're only going to get more questions answered or answered answers.
I'm excited. I feel like so revitalized.
I know. We're getting there. We're getting there. Pieces of the puzzle are starting to come together, and I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh. People are starting to ship Captain Hook and Tiana.
I love it. I like you guys. I love you guys.
Lanisha is loving that. But, guys, I guess we'll just have to wait and to see what happens next week. Thank you again so much for joining us. Oh, Lanisha.
Before we wrap this up, I really gotta announce this to you guys. So for you Team Princess Tiana fans, I really need you guys to come next week because guess who's gonna be calling in? Woo! The princess herself.
Oh my
God. Tune in next week. She's very excited to answer questions. So tune in.
We cannot wait for that. We're going to be floored. And yeah, so make sure you join us in the chat. Make sure you tweet us, hashtag OnceAfterBuzzTV, so we can get any questions that you guys have answered from Princess Tiana herself. And Steph Sabraw, where can they find you?
You can find me at Steph Sabraw on Twitter and Instagram.
Hello, my princesses. Okay. You can find me at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Caroline. And I'm Carolina Benetti. You can catch me on Instagram at LenaBean113 or Twitter at Carolina Benetti.
And hey guys, it's Ali Nasta. Find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at AliGirl. And of course, follow AfterBuzzTV on all social media platforms. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.